Good morning and welcome to Step Connections Podcast, Episode 6. I'm Kara and I'm joined by my fellow colleagues.
Alexa.
Brady.
Ryan.
Ryan.
Mary.
Olivia.
And Mackenzie.
We're excited to be joined by Mr. O'Malley, a police officer in Brantford. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us here today, Mr. O'Malley.
Well, my pleasure to be here.
Without further ado, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Let's get this show on the road. Question one, where are you from originally?
I grew up in East Haven, Connecticut.
Has your family always supported your decisions?
For the most part, my father was old school Irish, so as I'm sure your teacher can attest and some of the boys, my father was pretty tough on me, you know, no matter what I did, he was always, you know, his encouragement was a little bit more negative to get me to work harder. Let's say that.
Who's your biggest role model and why?
Wow. My biggest role model probably... To dig deep, I'd probably have to say my mother. My mother worked, my father worked, my mother came home and still made dinner, cleaned the house, did everything. You know, it was a different time back then, so, you know, I give my mother a lot of credit for the stuff she did, how she did it with a smile on her face, making dinner every night after working all day and stuff. So overall, I'd say my mother.
What are your interests and hobbies?
Well, I enjoy sports, football and baseball. I also enjoy running. I like to run. I like to do things with my kids, although sometimes they don't always like to do things with me. But for the most part, yeah, that's what I do. And I also enjoyed reading.
Now let's talk a little bit about your educational background.
Okay.
Where did you go to high school?
I went to East Haven High School. That's where I graduated, 1987.
Were you involved in any extracurricular activities at school?
Yes, I was in, well, once again, I played football. I also was on, and I'm trying to remember, it was like the Yellow Jacket Club. It was just like a fun club for the school. Those were my extracurricular.
Did you go to college?
I did. I went to Eastern Connecticut State University.
What did you major in?
I majored in communications, and I minored in criminal justice.
Now let's discuss your earlier career. Did you have any other jobs before you started as a cop, and what was it?
Oh, I had a lot of jobs. I started working, once again, this was, you know, it was a different time. I had a paper route. Back then, you could ride around and deliver papers. I was doing that when I was maybe 12 years old, riding a bike down a busy road as cars flew by me. So I started working when I was about 12. And then, my father always taught me, once again, he was old school kind of Irish, that, he was very proud of working, talked a lot about it, earning money, saving money, stuff like that. So he encouraged me a lot to work. So, but my major careers, I would say, started after high school. After high school, I joined the United States Coast Guard. I served in the United States Coast Guard for 4 years. After the Coast Guard is when I went to college. I worked part-time while I was in college, and then I became a New Britain firefighter. I did that for about a year and a half, and then I became a police officer. I've been a police officer for 22 and a half years.
Did you love any of your past jobs?
You know, I loved them all. I got to be honest with you. And you're going to learn this one day. Whatever you do in this world, you know, you're like, oh, I don't like this. You make your own time. You make your own enjoyment. If you go to work with a bad attitude, like you don't want to be there, you're going to have a bad day. If you go to work with a good attitude, like you can't wait to go there, you can't wait to see your friends, the guys you work with, the women you work with, you make your own time. I laugh all day. I really do. My shift, and I see some bad things, and I still find time to laugh. That's what it's about, in all honesty. But I loved all my jobs.
Now we'd like to learn a little bit more about your current occupation.
How did you get this job?
Well, it was difficult, I'll tell you that. To be a police officer or a firefighter, you have to take a municipal test or civil service test. And usually when you take them, you're usually competing with a lot of other men and women, a lot. So when I started taking police tests and fire tests, After I had gotten out of the Coast Guard, and while I was still in college, I was taking the test with 1,000 other candidates. So it was tough. I mean, you had to really work hard from going to school, going to college. I had a military background. These were all things that were going to help me, where I knew ahead of time what I needed. That's why I joined the service. So the other thing was I had an idea where I wanted to work. I wanted to be a cop in the city of New Haven. That's where my father was a police officer. I wanted to be a police officer in the city of New Haven. But you can't just wait for New Haven tests to come up. So I took tests for multiple departments. Every department that was testing, I took a test for them because I started to learn the more tests I took, the more comfortable I had become taking the test. And a funny story, and I'll just tell you a quick story, is when I went to New Britain, when I became a firefighter in New Britain, I went there to take the police test. And they were like, we're giving the fire test right afterwards. Do you want to take that too? And I said, sure, because the more I took, I didn't mind. It was the same exact test. But when I took the police test, I came out number 5 on the list out of, 800. And then I took the fire test. I came out number 3. It was the same test. So either the people I took the test against, firemen, as we're going to joke, as police officers are stupid anyways, or not, I shouldn't say stupid. That's kind of rough. They're not as smart and as handsome as police officers and as beautiful as police officers. So, but I did better on the fire test, same test. So maybe I was just more comfortable. So as far as working it, you had to stay in shape. You had to run. You had to do push-ups and sit-ups. And there are all kinds of things you had to train for. And I trained regularly for it. So the more I took, the more comfortable I became and the better I had become at taking these tests until I eventually became, I came out number 1 or number 2 and I finally got hired.
What attracted you to pursue this career?
Another funny story. When I was a little kid, my father was a police officer in the city of New Haven. I remember playing hide and seek with my sister, and I hid in my father's closet. And when I was hiding in the closet, his uniforms were hanging in the closet. And I remember looking at his uniforms, and it just, later in life, I didn't think of it at the time, but later in life, I started to realize, what do I want to do? You're getting in high school. And my father talked a lot about civil service. He talked a lot about, giving back to your community, giving back to your country, military service. And he talked about how much he enjoyed being a police officer. And it must have resonated with me. And as I got older, I started to realize, what did I want to do? And I wanted to be a police officer. I just wanted to help people. I was the kind of person, I liked action. I liked to be in the thick of things. There's an old commercial from the Marines where they say, when you hear screaming and you hear the sounds of violence, the Marines are the ones running to the violence. And everyone else is running away. That's who I was. I always wanted to be in the thick of things. I work well under pressure, and I like the excitement. So that's where I knew I wanted to be a police officer.
What is a typical day like in your profession?
Well, so I'm in charge of the midnight to 8 a.m. shift. I'm a lieutenant. I'm in charge of that shift. So we first start off, what we do is when I come to work, we change at work. We don't usually travel in our uniform. We change at work. So you get dressed, you go to roll call. And what roll call is, as the supervisor, it's you take account of all your officers that are supposed to be there. You make sure they're there. You inspect them, make sure they have all their equipment that you have to do the job. Taser, gun, make sure you have all your ammo, radio, and stuff. Make sure their uniform is presentable, their shoes are shined, and so forth. And then we go through a preparation of passing along information. What is currently happening in Brantford? Car thefts, vandalism. Reports, we have a lot of, domestic violence is a nationwide issue. So anything we have to report about domestic violence where there may be a gentleman who's not happy with his ex-wife and keeping a lookout for this guy and keep a lookout for this, who's wanted warrants and stuff like that. So it's a sharing of information to the officer so they know what to look for and what they're going to do when out on their shift. And then we get coffee. I know you think donuts too, but it's not always about the donuts. And don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm not going to turn one away, but I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What do you love about your job?
I really enjoy people. I really do. I like talking to people. And as you know, because I've known your father forever, coaching Little League. I coach Little League outside. But I like people. I really do. I like history. I like talking to people. I like learning about other people's lives. And the job I have, I get to interact with people on a daily basis. It's always something different. I'm also a part of a police officer's job is problem solving. People call the police for everything. You got a bear in your backyard eating your bird feeder to, they lock their keys in their car and their kids inside to different things. It's just, I like that excitement and the knowledge you get from learning and meeting new people. So that's why I really like my job.
Is there anything you dislike about your job?
Oof. See, it tells right now how much I really like my job. I'd have to really think about what don't I like about my job. The hours can be tough. Working on holidays are tough. Missing sporting events for your kids sometimes is tough. Family events. but somebody has to do it. I knew that going into the job that I was going to miss holidays and birthdays and things of that sort. So, you know, if I didn't have to work holidays, I'd always have a, I'd be a little bit happier, I guess.
What kind of opportunities has working as a police officer presented you?
Well, there's numerous. You know, the selfish side of me when I wanted to be a police officer, compared to, you know, like I wanted to give back, I wanted to provide for the community and do stuff like that, is I make a very good pay. I make very good money. I have the opportunity to make extra money. There's a lot of overtime involved with being a police officer. It also has a flexible schedule so that although sometimes I have to work holidays, I can take time off to see sporting events, softball, lacrosse, football, baseball, my kids, and go on vacation. So that's usually a plus. Plus, once again, it actually feeds my hunger for action. It does. I like car pursuits. I like, you know, I like people that, I like the action, and it gives you a chance to have action.
Now we'd like to discuss one of the most important topics of our interview, success. Do you have any advice to give to someone looking to become a cop like yourself?
Yes. First advice, and this is just for anything, is you never give up. When I first took the police test, I failed. First time I took it, I failed. I was just really nervous. I couldn't believe I failed. Yeah, I had to get a 70. I know, I failed. I didn't give up, and I worked harder, and then I took my next test, and next thing you know, I had like a 95 or something. Still didn't get hired. I got passed over because sometimes these type of jobs can be politically connected, and if you don't know anybody, you get passed over. Once again, I didn't give up. More tests I took, harder I worked at it, did not want to give up on my dream, and that's, you know, how I ended up where I am today. The other thing I would say, too, is mistakes. Like, people make mistakes and you get embarrassed. You're like, oh my God, I'm so mad at myself. I made a mistake. Mistakes are the greatest learning tools you can have. No offense to teachers. Teachers are great too for learning. But when you make a mistake or you get embarrassed, I guarantee you, you're not going to make that mistake again. So there's things in my life where I've made mistakes. I learned from them. They made me a better person. As long as you learn from your mistakes. So mistakes, never give up, work hard, and plan, you know. Find out what you want. Come up with a... I'm a strategic planner. That's what I call it. So if I know I want something, I plan for it. The other thing you have, and people don't think of it, especially in America, is you have a lot of time. Lives are short, but in reality, you know, there's a lot of time to attain that goal that you want. That's where you don't give up. You know, so, you know, it may take a couple years, but a couple years in the grand scheme of thing of your life is just a small percentage. So you never give up. Work hard and do not, you know, don't be embarrassed about mistakes. Mistakes are the greatest things in the world for learning.
What is your definition of success?
I would probably equate it to happiness. If you're happy in where you are and what you do, I would think that's successful. I have beautiful kids. I'm happy about that. When I was growing up, I came from a big family. I knew what a strong family value was. I knew I wanted to have kids. I knew I wanted to be a good father. Am I a good father? Sure. I feel like I'm a good father. So I look at success there. I have good kids. In my job, I also knew that I didn't want to stay a patrolman. I wanted to rise through the ranks, which is something I had learned while I was in the service. You always strive to become better because someone has to lead. So I worked hard. I wanted to be a sergeant. I studied hard when the test came up. I really immersed myself in the books and studied, became a sergeant. You know, I knew I wanted to lead. I knew I wanted to make a difference. I studied hard. I became a lieutenant. So now I have say in how the department is run. I can look out for my officers and stuff like that. So I don't want to say I consider myself successful to the point. I mean, I'm not the chief yet or anything like that, but I am happy in where I am. I don't think I would change anything about my life right now. So, that's to me, success would probably be if you're happy. If you're satisfied with what you've accomplished, that'd be success to me.
Are there any other questions you would like to ask, Mr. O'Malley?
Like, what was the weirdest case that you had to deal with?
There were a lot of them. Like I said, I've been 22 years, there's probably more than one. I mean, not to get too graphic. There was a woman who, she was driving down the streets of West Haven, and she found a stray dog, stray pit bull, and she brought it home. Let the babysitter leave. She had two small kids. She brought the dog into the house and forgot about her cat, I guess. Dog saw the cat. Dog went crazy, started ripping up the house to get to the cat. Mother ran outside, left the two kids upstairs in the house. The kids ran and hid. And we had to call for an animal control to come in and get the dog. And when we finally went into the house, because we were afraid the dog was vicious, and it really wasn't, it just didn't like the cat. Unfortunately, the dog got the cat. And I know it was rough. But Fluffy was the cat's name. I'll never forget that. But Fluffy was everywhere. Fluffy was hanging from the ceiling fan, the cabinets. Fluffy was everywhere. And the kids came down the stairs, and they snared the dog, and they brought the dog out. And the kids, I just remember the kids asking their mother if Fluffy was going to be okay.
Oh, my God.
So that was one case. There's so many more. there's a lot, but that was one of my early on funniest cases I'll never forget. Just for some reason, we'll always remember that case. There's a lot more, you know, with police work. You're in the thick of things, so you know if you follow the news, you had the incident in North Haven. Two of our officers in Brantford were actually on that SWAT team. One was standing next to the window when it went off, and he told me the story. And I was asking, he's out injured now, but. You know, it's not my story, but it's every cop has their stories that they remember. There's a lot of them. Not all of them are pleasant. Some are funnier than others. I mean, Fluffy, God rest his soul. I have funnier ones too. Is you have, you know, the jokes that cops play on each other. You know, one cop ran into, we have Cumberland Farms. We go to get our coffee, and he left his car running. Well, the other cop came over, was working that night, took his car and drove it down the street, had another cop pick him up. So when he came out, and of course, you don't want to call the supervisor to say, hey, someone stole my police car. So he had to run around and look for his police car. You know, so there's other fun stories too. So.
Mr. O'Malley, thank you for coming out and taking the time to be with us today. We greatly appreciate this opportunity. We'd also like to thank our listeners for tuning in to today's broadcast. Have a wonderful rest of your day.